As Phil Reeves just said, there's a great contrast between the opposition's catcalls in Britain's House of Commons today and the violent protests across the English Channel. A move to raise the minimum retirement age in France from 60 to 62 has prompted millions to protest in the streets for days. In Britain, the age, by the way, is 65 for men, and it's moving up from 60 to 65 for women. The French austerity plan has led to demonstrators clashing with police, setting cars on fire, breaking shop windows. Riot police today forced some striking workers away from service stations in an effort to allow motorists to fuel up. Ulysse Gosset joins us now from Paris to talk about the French mood. He is a journalist and anchor at France Télévisions, that's the French public television network. And Ulysse Gosset, how do you explain the French public's extreme reaction to President Sarkozy's plan to raise the retirement age?
Well, probably they have the feeling that they are losing something that they had for more than 60 years, which is the French welfare system, which was giving them everything they needed for retirement, healthcare, a lot of benefits. And they see that this is going to end, at least partially, and they are not very happy about it. And also, if you compare to the situation in Great Britain, the context is quite different. The British are just coming out from an election, and there is a momentum there to do and to reform things. There was such a momentum when Nicolas Sarkozy was elected 3 years ago, and now it has vanished. It has gone away. And I think there is also a lot of responsibility to put on the shoulder of the president, who has not probably done the right thing to explain the French what was going on.
It's not just the change itself. It's the way that President Sarkozy has or has not presented this proposal to the French public?
It has a lot to do with it, yes. Because I think there is in France now a consensus that there is a need, a real need to reform the retirement system. But what needs to be done? And how do you explain it? And how long will it take? And probably something went wrong in the way it was explained to the French people. There was not enough dialogue. At least that's what the strikers and the unions and the opposition are all asking for. More dialogue, more time. Nicolas Sarkozy says he doesn't want to spend more time, that the plan should go on. When Sarkozy was elected, he promised that he will reform France. And today, this reform on retirement is the big reform that he wants to achieve before the next election in 2012. And that's why he has to be tough, and that's why there is such a tough reaction in the country.
Ulysse Gosset, just one other point. Are the French generally tolerant of these very violent protests in the streets of France?
Well, there has been 6 days of demonstration in the streets, with at least each time between 1 to 3 million people in the street. And it was always calm. Only very recently it became violent. I think that one of the reasons the violence has erupted is because, you know, the high school kids, the unemployed kids from the suburbs have joined the demonstration for the first time. And there's a change in the mood of the demonstration because of that. Also because there was a call for dialogue for many, many weeks and nothing is happening. So we are in a kind of an impasse. But I must tell you that basically the French don't like violence and they don't want the movement to be completely destroyed by this type of activities, which are really wrong and put the country in a real difficult situation.
Ulysse Gosset, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Gosset spoke to us from Paris, where he is a journalist and an anchor with France Télévisions, which is the French public television station.